بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد أشعار وعارف بالله حضرت أفتاد صدق مانا شاه حكيم محمد أخصصاب نور الله مرقده. The title is سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے ارض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے ارض قائم ہے سے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے ذکر تیرا کرے بیت کر ہم چاہے زمین دو ترا سے دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے ذکر تیرا کرے بیت کر ہم چاہے وہ زمین جو ترا سے جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجے گا سے مالک دو جہاں گر چاہے سلطنت دے درے بنا سے جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا سے مالک جو جہاں گر چاہے سلطنت دے درے بنا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے ارض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تا خلق کے آسرا سے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو وارث را سے کوئی پوچھے تو وارث را سے آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تا خلق
عقل کے آثرات شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو وارح راسے کوئی پوچھے تو وارح راسے مضطرب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے مجھ پہ برسا بھی در یا رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے مضطرب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے مجھ پہ برسا بھی در یا رحمت مانگتا ہے اختر خدا سے مانگتا ہے اختر خدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رب تاجر کوئی ہے خدا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد از بیوٹی فل بیان اف آور آنریبل الاسٹر دادا شیخ عارف باللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ Hazrat is beautifully explaining the great object and purpose of our life, and this is the very high stage that the Ahlullah reach, which myself we can't even get an inkling with regard to this. That Hazrat is explaining, Allah has sent us here to have a special bond with Allah and to become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat is saying the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people who look like humble mendicants, like ordinary people, but in reality the world is functioning because of them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض Allah, Allah, that the world will carry on, the sun will rise, everything, till there's one person anywhere in any remote village on the earth that is taking the name of Allah. So actually it's because of these servants of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, سَرْكُ پِغَامِ قُدْ سَبَاسِ That what can we explain to you? That when a person has got this connection, this nisbat, and this nisbat is actually, this is who you are linked to, that your value already increases. So we should understand and realize, Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness and mercy, Allah Ta'ala has made us in the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That beautifully, Allama Abu Sayyidi says, بِأَكْرَمِ الرُّسُلِ كُلَّ أَكْرَمُ الْأُمُمُ That Allah Ta'ala has made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most honorable of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. He has connected me and you to Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But myself, we should ponder and think, do I appreciate this great ni'mat? This ni'mat of being connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Similarly, being connected to our mashayikh. One is to be coming here and one is saying we connected to this particular shaykh. But how much of the teachings of the Shaykh is in my life? It's not an iota in my life. That means we are not connected. It's not just this outward. So Hazrat says, when you are really connected, Allah Ta'ala wakes you up middle of the night, and you are enjoying that closeness with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as if you are getting a special message from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, with the morning dew, that is the beautiful winds that are blowing early in the morning, that is at the time of Tahajjud, And then when Fajr sets in, that beautiful wind is coming with that beautiful message that you remain firm on my commands, on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will keep you under my mercy. So Hazrat says, only those people can understand this reality, jisko nisbat ata'i khuda se, arz-e qaim-e aise gada se, that that person was being granted nisbat and connection. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in this majlis, that we beg Allah Ta'ala, this is a very high stage, but at least we can realize and understand that this is our object and purpose of life, to get nisbat with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has explained beautifully. This is mentioned in the ayat Allah Ta'ala mentioned, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاخْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala has already put the nur of iman in our heart and in our alam-i arwah when Allah presented Himself. Now Allah send us in dunya to look and appreciate the ni'mat of Allah and become the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we have to be begging Allah, oh Allah, that nur of iman, that fitrah, that natural quality of every human being to be connected to His Rabb who has created us, made us, taking care of us. So Allah complete that nur in our heart. And where that nur will get completed, Allah explained the whole ruku in the 18th para, Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Come in the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala. And then you'll see how this nur of Allah develops. And then this nisbat, that is according to a person who you connected to, and who you remain connected to. In other words, from far a person can see, this is a person who follows this particular person. And as our Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully, that in Surah Yasin also, a man who came and told the people that followed the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, openly he was not shy to announce his nisbat. He said, Amantu bi rabbika fasma'un. That I have brought iman in Allah. So listen attentively. So we shouldn't be shy to follow our mashayikh and follow in their footsteps. And automatically a person who is really connected to his mashayikh, he wants to dress like them, he wants to be like them. And reality is actually Allah make us that the inner qualities come within myself and all of us. Hazrat says that such a person, he looks like an ordinary mendicant, very simple person, but actually the whole world is remaining in place because of him, because of his connection with Allah and his zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is taking and letting the world function. And such a person, outwardly he looks very ordinary, but then yazi hai har ma siwa se, rapta agar kawi hai khuda se. How much your connection becomes stronger and stronger with Allah Rabbul Izzat, that's how much you are totally independent from everything in the world. But sadly today my condition is, a person if he's sitting in a masjid and making zikr etc., dedicating himself to Allah Ta'ala, then you ask him, why are you not going to look for work etc.? Then you'll say, he'll say that Allah Ta'ala will take care of me. Then you'll say, but Allah said you must go and seek your rozi also. On the other hand, if you ask him that why are you sitting here, you say, this very rich man, he promised he'll see to my needs. Say, oh, then it's okay, then you can. So in other words, we are putting our trust in everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has got nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, under any conditions, they won't go with the outward flow of people. They will be firm on the commands of Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole world can go against them. We see Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in this crucial time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala made parda of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this world. And that crucial time, how Sayyidina Abu Bakr now had the strongest nisbat which he got from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how Allah Ta'ala passes this on from heart to heart. This nur of iman is not just by talking and hearing, it is passed on from heart to heart. And when that comes, then you can see clearly that only on the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's mercy descending. Then such a person, dil hai mamnoon unki ata se, roo nadim hai apni khata se, that although he's got close connection with Allah, every moment he's worried, I must not disobey Allah Ta'ala. And every second he's making shukr, Ya Allah, you have made me a human being. You granted me iman. You made me in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can't express and realize that where can I make even one but shukr of one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Dada Shaykh says in another poem, that zuban be kafir, lugat mein dam nahi akhtar. That, oh Allah, how can we praise you? That our tongues have got no, so weak, and the dictionaries also don't have words to be able to praise you. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us so beautifully, follow the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every moment you realize, whatever I do, I can't do it without the name of Allah. So Bismillah, and who taught us this? Our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he read that high rank of nisbat, he used to make this dua regularly, which is for all of us. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi wa ala walidayhi wa an'amala salihan tarza. That, oh Allah, give me tawfiq to make shukr on all those ni'mat that you have granted me and my parents. And what is the real shukr? One amala salihan tarza. That I do those good deeds that pleases you, O Allah. Not that pleases my nafs, not that pleases people or anything. One amala salihan tarza. Waslihli fi zurriyati. And then my whole progeny, that is my wife and children also, I pass on this nisbat to them. And they also become sahib and nisbat. Wa waslihli fi zurriyati. And after all this, as Hazrat says, Ruh nadi mein apne khata se. All the time we worried that was all this, I'm just disobeying. Even my ibadat is not worth being accepted. The king of all the ummatis, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, standing at Kaaba Sharif and making dua, Ilahi abdukal aasi ataka. That, oh Allah, your most sinful seer servant has come to you. And Mukirram bi zunubi wa kad ataka. I am acknowledging that my whole life is full of faults. Intakfirli fanta rizalika ahlun. That if you forgive me, O Allah, only you are worthy. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who we can run to? So this is a sign of nisbat. Not that a person thinks, I am connected to Allah. When a person goes nisbat, he's always regretting that I can't even obey Allah's command. I can't even say one subhanallah properly. And then Hazrat further explains, such a person's condition is, zikr tera kare bed kar ham. Chahe wa zameen dusra se. That all the time this person is worried. That let us just engage in making the zikr of Allah. Talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it means people don't want to listen, go to any part of the earth. You can be even alone in the jungle, but you are not unmindful of Allah ta'ala for a moment. And this is what is nisbat actually. And this is what is our real value. As ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all are ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ummati dawah, those who have accepted, their value compared to those that the ummati ijabat who has accepted, their value compared to ummati ijabah or the ummati dawah, that we all should be worried and concerned. Allah, make me a real ummati of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I out of this reality, and then I have figured how this message can pass to the entire world. Every person I see while walking around, I should be worried. Nobody must be going to Jahannam. So Hazrat says that all the time, this zikr and this worry, jisko roshan kare kudrati haq, wo diya kya bujega hawa se. And when Allah Ta'ala makes such people shine in the world, outwardly they look like ordinary people. But when Allah makes them shine, and people want to try and talk bad about them, or people want to try and put off their light, who can put off the light when Allah is on the light? When Allah has brought the sun out, who can take away that sun? So Allah Ta'ala's very, very special mercy upon such the servants of Allah. And we beg Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of our Shaykh, Allah gives us an iota of this reality of what nisbat is all about, that we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik do jaha gar tu chahe, sultanat de dare be nawase. And Hazrat is explaining here that the king of both the world, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Malikul Mulk, Allah Ta'ala, outwardly, what a person got any position in this world, he's a king, or outwardly he's ruling a country. Allah, that is no sign of the happiness of Allah. And that is not in his control. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكُ تُعْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That the king of both the world, Allah can give you in a split moment, Allah can, real kingdom is the nisbat, the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your Hazrat is begging and teaching us that, oh Allah, you are the king of both the worlds. and uselessly, not unworthy person like myself, the most useless of all your creation. In a split moment you can grant us this nisbat. And this is what we should be begging for and asking Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of our Shaykh and Mashayikh and wasila of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah grant us this reality, that we should be trying to get this nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat explained, how did Allah Ta'ala send that when the world was lost and totally unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, to give them this nisbat, Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest personality. And what is the real nisbat? When the nur of Iman comes in the heart, then you see everything clear. What is reality and what is outwardly, where the places are shining, but there is darkness. So Hazrat says, Aftabi Nabuwat ka matla, Fokta khalke asra se, that Allahu Akbar, where Allah Ta'ala made the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, who was the son of messengership. And where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so to say, where the sun rose, the horizon, at that place where it was total darkness. The Arabs themselves, they say, that kunna zalla qawm, we were the most degraded nation. We were, people were like barbarians. But when Allah Ta'ala sent the light of Nabuwat, that is Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, to Makkah al-Mukarrama in Saudi Arabia, then Hazrat says what people could ever hope for, that this nation, it was impossible to change them. But in a short while, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with the shortest time of Nabuwat, and what effort and fikr Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, that he passed this nisbat in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Allah Ta'ala in the, announced, Rijal, these are men. If you want to become men, then follow in the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And people who are ignorant and stupid and can't see reality, they will have, aliyazu billah, Allah save us, they will have the remarks with regard to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Whereas in reality, if you are rotten, you can't see something that is pure and good. So we should realize and understand Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were direct sahabat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became the stars of the world. And they are the real suns that are shining in the world. And as that explains, if you just want to understand that how, what a bright sun Allah has sent of nur of Iman, and what splendor he brought to the whole country and the whole world. Shani azmat jibali haram ki, koi pooche tu ghari hira se. Forget human beings. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was settled in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and although he had to leave his town, which people could not realize his position, and ask, Hazrat says, ask the mountains of Makkah Sharif, what is their honor when the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr now rested in Ghari Hira. Ask Ghari Hira if it could speak, what honor and what enjoyment it had with the splendor of the nur of Iman of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nur of the sahabat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one moment in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. Because then you get nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat says, when you got this nisbat, muttarib hai mera zauk e sajda, sar ko peghaam e kuch sabah se. That now when a person really, when he comes to the house of Allah, already he is eager, Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to the royal court of Allah. And when we walk into the house of Allah, the masjid, what adab, respect, and Allah gives us honor to realize this reality when you stand in salah. And then when you get the climax of namaz and go into sajda, Hazrat says, my enjoyment of sajda, I'm restless. When can Allah Ta'ala give me that enjoyment of sajda? That middle of the night I get up and I'm closed in the connection with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is sending me a message that, oh my banda, you crying. Don't worry, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven. That is what actually Tawbah is. That Hazrat Akimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, that cry so much that you will feel that Allah Ta'ala is telling you, though enough now. And then this will only come with the company of the righteous and pious. And for that Hazrat says, Mujhpe Barsade Daryae Rahmat, Mangta Hai Akhtar Khuda Se. With all this connection, and a person will realize that you can't do any good and forget any good. You can't enter Jannat without the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that nobody can enter Jannah without the mercy of Allah. They asked, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you, said, not even me, but Allah has already engulfed me in His mercy. And this is what Hazrat is teaching us. When you get that opportunity, then this is the dua you should make, that oh Allah, drown me in Your mercy. This is all that I'm begging. All my ibadat, everything is useless. And it's only from You, but it's got no value. Until Your one drop of the mercy comes upon us, then our whole life is made. And that is why Allah Ta'ala allows us to come and to recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you are haram e paak, then the drops of, the floods of mercy of the rahmat of Allah is descending. If one drop fall upon us, our life will be made. But we go right to the doorstep of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we forget who we are. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us and grant us this reality, yes, that we should be begging for nisbat and connection with Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd. The Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, chapter number 21. This association of the heart from the world and constant reflection of the Akhirah. Despite the fact that man is in this world and is part and parcel of this material world, it is essential for his spiritual progress that his heart remains disassociated from the world and associated with the Akhirat. It is necessary that man at all times reflects on the Akhirah. Allah Ta'ala has created us for a specific purpose, that is His remembrance. We are to spend a short while in this transitory abode and then pass on to our next phase of life in our onward journey towards Allah Ta'ala. It is therefore imperative that the heart of man does not cling to this world, even though he physically is constrained to participate in worldly activities. Along with emptying his heart from worldly love, he has constantly to reflect and remind himself about the Akhirat. This attitude will produce strength in the heart, deen will become solidified, and the iman in the heart will start to glow. For attaining firmness on iman, it is necessary that one endeavors to meditate on the worthlessness of this world. Reflection is necessary. Always ponder on the fact of this earth being perishable and will one day pass into non-existence. How swiftly the time flies by. Soon one will be called into the presence of Allah Ta'ala and a reckoning will be demanded. Reflect on the wonders and the everlasting life, nature of the life of the year after. Once death arrives, and in relation to man, death arrives with great swiftness. All the events of the period after death will occur in rapid succession. The punishment in the grave, the reckoning, the torment in Qiyamah, Jannat, Jahannam, Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, reward and punishment, all things on which it is necessary that the mu'min, the believer, reflects continuously. Constant reflection on these issues will produce firmness and iman, and the realization of the futility of this temporary life and the reality and permanence of the Akhirat will dawn on one. The iman and intelligence of the believers will then understand the actual truth and operate from an elevated platform. Now inshallah we will mention some narrations regarding this.